The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 435. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going? Kind of silent right now.
Yeah, what's up? You're back, baby. All right, we got Carlos Romero.
Yo.
Adam Vail. How are you doing? Brett Murdoch.
I'm going to miss the Manny ASMR.
And and Brian Majoma.
Dove, what is she doing?
Oh no, Brian! I know what you're talking about. Anyway, Brian, how you doing, man? You weren't on the last show.
I'm doing good. Just housework, so getting mighty tired after like long day's work.
Yeah, I hear that, man. All right, Chris is still in the Floridas, so no Chris action there.
We tag teaming, right? You know, like, you know, I was in Florida. He comes in on the day, you know, the day after, so. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So yeah, we're back with another one. This week, kind of a meh week in gaming, but some stuff happened that we could talk about. I guess the biggest one, and again, what's been the biggest story of the fucking year? You know that, and I literally said like maybe three episodes, like we're not gonna talk about it anymore, and then something happens and we need to talk about it. It's like, what the fuck?
That's what we talked about on Sunday. We knew it was gonna happen.
Yeah, so I give it up. Yeah, I've given up. We're just gonna talk about it and that's it. that's it. You can't help it. Anyway,
I can't wait for the movie.
I know. It's like, just give up and die.
So does that mean it's going to be another Phil Spencer or Xbox?
No. You got to throw a European looking guy with a big ass hat. You got to use that. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like laughing or something. Like, you got to do something.
Anyway, for people who may not know who we're talking about, so the EU has approved the Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard. The EU, the UK still hasn't done it. Remember, they're separate now.
Like Germany, you know? and Belgium and
France and shit.
France.
But
it's not even so much that they approved it. It's the way they approved
it. Okay, explain it.
Like the wording was just like everything against what the CMA was like. Oh, well, CMA said, well, you don't see any of these issues. Oh, if this happens, they're going to monopolize. We don't see that either. They already have 10-year deals with two of the big streaming cloud services out here in Europe. What's the problem? It's like, oh, and then, you know, what if they monopolize the game? It's like, well, Call of Duty's not even big out here. We don't really care. Yeah. I mean, it was just like, boom, 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 boom. It's like, you know what? Whatever. Let it happen. We don't care. And that's why right after that was posted, the CMA did that tweet. And I was like, yeah, well, we respect their opinion, but no, we're going forward with our thing. And then we'll probably get into it when they went to the government and the UK government then slapped a CMA on the wrist. Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, really? The UK government did?
Well, they got involved because they wanted to know what they had to present for the appeal and all the stuff. And they were like, all right, so what's really happening here? And I'm just trying to summarize because there was a lot of jargon. But basically what it was is they said, hey, listen, well, we're blocking it because they're a big company and they're trying to gobble up another big company. Like, all right, well, what do you mean gobble up? Break it down. They was like, well, not really gobble up. They put the company for sale, you know, explaining that. Then the key points was when they said, all right, well, is this going to – are they going to have a monopoly and of the gaming industry? And they said, no. I said, okay, they're not. Where do they stand in the gaming spectrum right now? They're still on top? It's like, well, no, they're not. They're lower. Yeah. They're like third. And it's like, okay, so why can't they buy this? Well, you know, the cloud gaming, and you know what? It's because the FTC put a block. And what's their complaint? Well, they didn't really get to that point. They just flat out rejected. So they haven't heard their argument yet. They just reject it because it's a big merger. And the CMA was like, yeah. So then why are you what's going on here? So you know all of it. And you're saying that you're rejecting it for the cloud, but wasn't this for this Call of Duty and all these big games? Yes, but we're okay with that part. So you're okay with that part now, but then you're changing it to this one. And then you're saying that the FTC is rejecting, but then you're saying that they didn't even present their information. Because remember, they flat out rejected before even Microsoft could even tell them their plans.
Yeah.
Once they heard the case, they were like, nope, reject, not happening. You can't buy them. And so it's like to say that, oh, I'm good. Well, they did it. It's like, well, they didn't have all the information. They didn't even get to the part that you're at. So it's really looking bad for the CMA. So they have to figure out a new strategy.
Yeah. See, this is all proving our point that the CMA didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. They look like fools. They just proved to be fools right now. You know, like all their claims were bullshit.
It's all bullshit. So now we'll just see what happens if this appeal goes through. But if not, I mean, Microsoft got a bunch of other options because they could go forward. They could just close it. They could go forward because we're there and we'll just make different stipulations for your region.
That's all. And one of the things I read here, it's like, you know, the EU approved this so long as Microsoft allows Call of Duty to be available on competitive cloud services.
Yeah. They keep that going. Yeah. You know, and I mean, business wise, I can't imagine it. I can't imagine they say, you know what, after 10 years, a decade, it's like, you know what, we're pulling everything in now. So if they do that, then you're just getting bad faith from the gaming world, not just the console. This everyone's like, we all hate you now because, you know, then the CMA was right. But I just can't see them doing that. They're not in this day and age where it's about just getting your content on as many platforms because the truth is, you don't know which platform's going to hit. You know, you got this one works, you got phones work, got tablets, and everybody want to play it on their, you know, ROG or Steam Deck. I was like, shit, we need this everywhere to cover all our bases. You know, it's just like with podcasts, right? There's some popular podcast services, but then, man, you want to cover your bases, you throw this shit on everything, you know? Because maybe in your part of the world, you can't get some of these
podcasts. That's what what you guys do on IM Negan. It's like everybody gets it.
Yeah. Everybody. Fun for everybody.
You know?
Look, shit, when we heard about, they were like, oh, those two other cloud services and how big they are, we had question marks pop up in the air. We had no idea. We still don't even know the name of these fucking things. But apparently they're big in Europe. Somebody's on it.
Yeah, so, Shadow, I believe, is one of them.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, Shadow, that sounds like something my computer blocks. You know, I was like, no, I don't. None of this makes sense. But you know what? It's out there. It works. Microsoft's willing to play nice, get everybody on there, make all the money. Whatever. Let's just end this and make the movie and put Brad Pitt in it. And that's it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I to me, I see this as, like, just another one more step closer to them finalizing the shit and for the end of us talking about this bullshit, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so I have one question, and I honestly think at this point it's the only thing that matters, at least to me. What happens if this goes forward without them signing a deal, without Sony signing a deal with Microsoft? Do you think they're still going to get 8 years of open Call of Duty?
Yeah, I think it's just going to, if they want to make it seem nice, they can't be bitter. They can't pull that, then it'll make them look bad. So they'll be like, all right, fine, you had some issues, we squashed it, whatever, water under the bridge, let's just move forward. It's business. Because it really isn't about the companies, it's about the gamers, it's the people. And they want to make those people happy, so that way they're happy customers and start buying the shit.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, it's just only a matter of time. It's not done yet, obviously. And some people are like, oh, no, it's not going to happen. It's like, all right, dude, it's going to happen. It just may take a little while, you know?
It would have been considered dead in the water if the EU would have just flat out said no.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's like, shit, you can't get anybody on board with this. But they gave them a straight up yes. Now I think we wait for China. And it's word is that they're going to say yes because, well, you know, they got Tencent. All the other ones doing the same thing. So they're like, oh, we can't start throwing stones. And then that's it. And then we go back to see what the FTC, and that is the other issue, is because they never heard, the FTC never heard this argument or any of the stuff that Microsoft had planned 10 years, blah, 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 blah. When that case does present itself, their argument is going to be dead in the water because their whole argument is like, well, you're monopoly, you're doing this, you're going to take over, you're not playing nice, you won't put it. Well, that's none of that applies here. That's not the case at all. So then what? Then I guess they just work out a deal to make sure, just like the UK, I mean, the EU, that deal, yes, 10 years now, but then we return back to the table when those 10 years are done. It's not scrapped. And then we work out another deal. That's it. Just making sure that, you know, Microsoft stays on the up and up. And I'm all for that. You know, every company should be on that so we don't get screwed.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else have any more thoughts on this?
That's it. We got out of the way.
That's it. We're done, son.
Yeah, it's just one of those topics that they come back and then there's like new sort of stipulations and new little cracks and stuff, and doesn't really change much. It feels like it's this giant train that is hard to stop, and it's like some people want it to be stopped and other people don't. And
it's like that with every project. It's like that with everything. There's always somebody that's going to be happy and someone's going to be pissed. Whether
yeah,
I feel like when it comes to Microsoft, there's a little bit of bias when it comes to Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they get accused of monopolies and a bunch of.
I mean, this goes back all the way from Netscape and Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
You know, Netscape was $20, and I remember working at Software Etc. and selling it for $20. I went software, you actually went to store to buy it. And then next year, they're like, yo, did you hear Windows got this Windows? What's happening? Oh, they're putting a browser in there for free. And then next year, that went to court. And I was like, how dare they do that? They're trying to monopolize because they already control that the OS. And then now you can start boxing in, other software. It was a whole big thing. Netscape actually won some money from that.
So I'm going to bring it back, Netscape.
Yeah.
I just don't get like the consumer's attitude. Like there's some of the people are like hugely against this.
Most of the Throwdown fans are against this shit.
Dude, I get it. But yeah. Like, do you guys like for real? Like, do you even with this? Do you guys really think like Microsoft is like posing a threat to your way of gaming or your preferred brand? Like, it's. If you are a hardcore Call of Duty / PlayStation fan, I can understand if you're like, bro, this is fucked up. There's a slim chance that I may be not able to do something I normally do in another generation or two. But like, it's minimal. It's so minimal. And it doesn't threaten PlayStation's dominance at all. So like, why is everybody so bent out of shape about it?
Well, the argument is that they don't want, they don't like consolidation in gaming. They don't want a big company like Microsoft gobbling up more companies, and we just get less and less of them. That's the main kind of.
I agree. I agree with that.
They all do it.
Well, it's not just that. It's not like you can't look at it in isolation. Like it's not like Activision Blizzard is out here making hits, doing right by gamers, treating people well. No, like, it is burning down from the inside. It's collapsing from sexual harassment. And the Blizzard side hasn't made a good fucking game in forever.
There was a reason they were on sale.
And with especially some of the recent news that concerning them.
With a certain
game,
And that's it. That people can't forget that. It was a reason the company was on sale. They were on sale for a reason because they were having issues. Yeah, Call of Duty makes them a lot of money, but look at all the other games that just drain money.
Yeah, so. And then there's also the thing about it is that, they're, I have to say, it's like they're damaged goods officially, when it comes to, to Kotech and all the bullshit that they were doing behind the scenes there, covering up shit. That's not fucking good business.
No. And if people forget that
could literally affect it could literally affect their public perception.
Yeah. And people also forget this is just how it's done. We saw this even with GameStop and other ones where it's like if a business is falling apart, it's got a bad rap, a bad stink. They're like, all right, what do we do? Well, you change up our management. And hell, sometimes you just put the whole thing up for sale. And next you got Chewy.com that buys it or something. And then you just try to grow from there. And it's no different here. They did put it out for multiple companies to buy it. Just so happened Microsoft said it. Can't hate it. Microsoft
isn't taking this away from you. It's Microsoft, like, the shit is collapsing on it. Like, it's the same way, like, I don't believe banks should buy houses away from individual people, right? Like, we should all try and keep the housing market probably in people's houses so it doesn't get away from us too much. No politics, that's just how I believe. But that being said, if my house were on fire, right, and the bank came and said, I will give you current market value for this house that is currently on fire. I would take that. And I would encourage anybody who gets that same deal to do the same. The house is on fire. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be worth nothing. And they're paying you street value now. I mean, it's that the fire's taking away the house. That I don't have the option to be like, well, I'd really rather just live in this house. Well, yeah, but that's like totally not an option right now. You have two options, and one of them seems better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. I mean, would they still be mad if it, let's say, I don't know, if it was Sony that was doing it? They said, I know. Let's say if it was flipped.
We both know the answer to that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, come on now.
By the way, Blitz says, tell Brett it's about Microsoft buying up publishers and potentially taking established IPs away. If Sony was to buy Square, I'd be saying the same thing. I like that. That's the consensus.
Okay, right, so there. You are saying that about Bungie then?
Yeah. Yeah, Blitz, what do you think about Sony buying Bungie? That's a good question, you know? And by the way, I'm not saying this about like the Throwdown fans because you guys are smarter than a lot of these jokers on Twitter, but I have noticed that, you know, specifically the people on Twitter, they'll go, oh, I don't want this deal to happen because I don't want monopolies in gaming, right? But they also want Xbox to fail. But if that happens, PlayStation will have an effective monopoly on gaming.
Yeah,
so, exactly. So they tell on themselves, these dudes on Twitter, you know? It's like, no, it's not about monopoly. You just want Microsoft to fucking fail.
Bro. I mean, let's call a spade, man. PlayStation does already almost have an effective working monopoly across, like, they have the power to just buy games, like, not buy games, just pay so that they don't come out on competition. We've seen Microsoft do that, but you know when we did see Microsoft do that? When they were clearly on top. That's not something you can do if you're not, like, if you are controlling the market, that is essentially monopoly anyway. If you control the market enough to decide which games other people publish, which console they go on, and essentially what is, you know, they were able to almost single-handedly leverage $70 games being a thing.
Oh, we're going to talk about that later. Yeah.
They have shown the ability to shift the entire market at their whim. Like, what do you call that? If Microsoft were better off, I wouldn't be hoping that they would be doing better. I'd just be kind of hoping that they stay the course. Like, I just want competition. It doesn't even have to be fair competition. Just like this whole like MMA fighter fighting a drunken toddler. Like the discrepancy is too far off, man. It's not working well. And you know, it's one of the things that, like, Microsoft even said when they, you know, quote, admitted they lost. And I think a lot of people glossed over that. Like, it straight up talks about how they're able to adjust the market. Like, how is that not a working monopoly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, real quick, because so Blitz answered your question, Brett, about Bungie. He goes, Bungie games are still multi-platform, which is true, and Bungie is not a publisher. They are a developer. So it's not the same thing.
Okay, so yeah. You're fine with them taking control of a franchise because you believe that they're going to keep it.
No. The franchise is still going to be on all the platforms.
I know, but so is Call of Duty.
Yeah.
It's going to be even on even more platforms than it was before.
Yeah.
I guess the thing is, Bungie and Activision Blizzard are not apples to apples.
Yeah, they're not at all. Yeah, they're not.
No, I know.
You know what I wish happened? I wish that we would have got that little meme. We got them. I'm like, what?
We got it.
And then we just see a big Sega. I'm like, we came back. We're buying Activision. We got another console coming now. That would have been awesome. And then that bring out the good feels when Sega did have a console and was competitive in that market.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be Microsoft. Like, I'd love for Sega to come back, but like that never, I mean, that's honestly like the reason I liked Microsoft back in the day, especially, was because they were basically the Frankenstein reincarnation of, you know, of Sega. And the other thing here too, like, I want to remind Blitz, like, consolidation happens, but the talent tends to leak out after these consolidations happen. It's kind of the life cycle of most software, not just video games, but like most software, to like get big, make a name for yourself, get bought out, and then leave that company and start another one and kind of do the same. And, you know, a lot of the big talent that we've seen, they're not locked up in acquisitions. They're still on the free market. They just kind of hit successful enough, sell their shit. I mean, half of, you know, buying a company isn't necessarily about buying the talent. People can just work wherever they want. You're buying these IPs. You're buying successful, proven things. So, like, I think that's where, like, we differ, and I agree that a publisher and a developer are a different thing. I really do. But, again, this publisher was not doing well. None of the developers in the publisher were doing particularly well, except for the people making Call of Duty.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want to say on this topic?
I want to throw out there kind of, like, just to make it clear, man, like, I don't want anybody to buy happy, healthy, successful companies who are still bringing content. That is not the goal here, but that's also not what we're talking about. So just to put a point on that.
Cool. All right. The other big thing that happened this week is that the PlayStation Showcase has been announced, happening on May 24th. And I'm just going to read what Sony posted because it's short. It's almost time to see what's next. PlayStation Showcase broadcast live next Wednesday, May 24th at 1 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. British time. The show will run a bit over an hour, focusing on PS5 and PSVR 2 games in development from top studios from around the world. Expect a glimpse of several new creations from PlayStation Studios, as well as spellbinding games from our third-party publishers, partners, and indie creators. The live broadcast starts, but well, whatever. All right, so yeah, this is the thing people have been fucking talking about for 50 years. Like, oh, the PlayStation Showcase is happening. You know, because I think, how long has this been going on for? Like, we've literally heard, you know, from quote-unquote insiders, Sony's going to have a new PlayStation Showcase for fucking months, for like half a year, you know? So now it's finally happening. And as much as I'm loath to do this, because I'm doing this for the fans, let's speculate on what they could show. I guess nothing. I don't know either.
They're not going to show
Okay, Spider-Man 2 is probably going to be one game.
Maybe, you know? Wolverine, maybe like a teaser trailer.
Yeah, another one.
No, Tony, before we go into wild speculation, do we know any rumors?
Not that I know of.
No.
If there are any, I'm not aware of them.
Last of Us 2 multiplayer, if that's ever going to happen. Maybe some of that. If there's any surprises I would like to see, I know people, at least on the panels, people against these things, but I want to see a remake of Infamous, the older ones. I want to see that
Don't
come back.
Tempt my heart, Adam.
I
be disappointed again.
Yeah, I will say this, Adam. You know me, I'm tired of remakes. I would love a remake of the first game. The second game,
that's how the first game is.
Fucking classic.
Yeah, it was awesome.
But the thing is, I don't want a remake. I want a remaster. Don't fuck that game up.
So you just want awesome. Cleaned up.
Yeah, I want to clean. I want to play it on PS5. That's what it is. Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up. That game is fucking incredible as is. You know.
That'd be fun.
But again, I'm going to stick to realism here. Spider-Man 2, that's going to get shown because that's coming out this year. Final Fantasy 16, that's getting shown as well. That's going to be shown. The Horizon DLC, that's going to be shown as well. I know something's going on with Guerrilla Horizon, so it'll be interesting to see what they have to show.
Yo, Tony.
Yeah, what's up?
What, didn't they just release DLC this year?
I think it's coming out, or are you thinking about the VR game? I could be wrong about either of those, Carlos.
I mean, they just came out with the DLC recently for Horizon Forbidden West.
Oh, is it out already? Yeah. Okay, that shows how out of the loop I am. I thought it was coming. All right.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, did they announce too? Yeah.
Oh, wait, if it's out, your boy, let's go. By the way, I'm on vacation next week, so I could get into some stuff, you know? And also, because I'm on vacation next week, we could theoretically stream our reactions to this shit, you know? Something to consider. Let me look it up. Did the Horizon DLC come out or not? I'm not sure. Anyway, keep talk amongst yourselves. The topic is PlayStation.
Right. We see some more Street Fighter 6.
Oh, yes, so. yes, absolutely.
We'll definitely see some of that.
Yeah. You know? Even though it's not an exclusive, but yeah.
No, exactly. Yeah, but you know, the last one was, so I'm sure that it's going to have the marketing of PlayStation behind it on this one still, you know, PlayStation at the end of the commercials and shit. So I'm sure they'll show that off. Was it the Metal Gear stuff, if that's real or not, the Konami?
Sounds bullshit.
Yeah, call shenanigans on that. All right,
so we call shenanigans.
Let's see what else. That's pretty much all that I could think of. If they show off that handheld remote streaming device.
That'd be interesting. I don't think so because they said it's PS5 and PSVR2, so I don't think they're gonna just shove extra hardware in there. I doubt that, you know.
If anything, they'll probably give it like a special, like if they do, if
its own thing, right?
Is real, it'll give it its own thing. Yeah,
yeah, I agree with that.
So do we know what the God of War team is working on?
Sony Santa Monica, who knows? They're always kind of tight-lipped on shit.
I mean, how long does Santa Monica usually announce stuff? Because I would imagine...
They're basically just the God of War studio now.
Well, we know that there's another God of War coming, so do you think that they're going to...
We don't know that.
Well, speaking of...
For real, the way the last one ended, really? Yeah, we're getting...
But not anytime soon, though. That's too soon. This is too soon.
You know.
Wait, the last one had, not to spoil anything, that had a pretty definitive ending, you know?
We're gonna have Son of War.
Yeah, that's true, the spinoff, yeah.
I don't know, I was going to say, what
if they cleaned up? Yeah.
Because they've done it before. They've done those cleaned up box sets, whatever. Remember, they had on a PS3 for the God of War 1, 2, and 3. They did that. Remember, we had it for PS3. They did cleaned up version.
Obviously, I don't know if they're going to show.
No. I'm saying that's if there was. We're just speculating, right? Stuff that maybe.
Oh well, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Okay, we could do some wild speculation now.
Yeah, just bring back some old stuff. So I have the Infamous and God of War. Those are two the old ones I'd like to see come back on modern tech for all its glory. That's colored.
If we don't see Son of War this year, we'll see Son of War next year.
I doubt it. If Son of War is even a thing, it won't be until like 4 or 5 years from now. That's how long these games typically take now.
10 years, really?
No, not 10 years. I said five.
Okay. So, like, let's say they started concept on Son of War after Dad of War.
Yeah.
Two.
God of War. Okay, hold on. Just projecting here. 2022 it came out, right? So maybe 2027, if you're lucky.
It was 2019 and 2022, right?
No, 2000. Oh, yeah, okay. You're right. 2018, 2022, 2026 then. There you go. 4 years.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Is it really so far to announce, like, 1 year, the first year you get the announcement, then, you know, the next year you get so this is the logo year.
If we get, if we get a logo, it'll be next year.
You think so?
Yeah, because they showed the logo in 2020, and the game came out, so 2024 is when we'll see the logo.
Okay, I can see that, so yeah. Logo next year, and then... Logo. CGI trailer and then gameplay.
A delay or two and then the gameplay, because they're gonna delay the game. Every God of War game in the last couple years, they've been delayed. You know,
I'd also expect to see
Death Stranding 2. That's right, Richard Beatty in the house.
Yeah,
Death Stranding 2. Yes, that's absolutely gonna happen.
What team did Ghost?
Ghost of Tsushima, that was Sucker Punch.
Yep, Sucker Punch.
That'd be great. Do we know
what they're working on?
We don't know.
And see, that's the thing. Like, I don't know what they're working on. Like, I think that we're probably going to get a batch of new IPs. I think that they're trying new IPs. But I think that there's several studios that we know that, like, we know they're working on something that they haven't announced.
Yeah, I agree with Blitz. Give God of War a rest. They're not going to do it, but it would be nice. All right. Any other games you think might be shown?
I'm afraid they're just going to say a whole bunch of VR bullshit.
Yeah, I think half the show is probably going to be VR.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. So half the show is going to be... Actually, we probably won't stream it. I don't want to stream that bullshit. Fuck that.
I'm going to guess we're going to get two or three new announcements out of the whole show.
No, I think we're going to get more than that. But, like, worthwhile announcements? Yeah, probably two or three.
Yeah, not indie bullshit.
Yeah, because you know they're going to have the sizzle reel, you know? Fucking High Dinosaur High.
Yeah.
You know they're going to show that bullshit.
Two or three announcements from a couple of their main studios, and then a whole bunch of Dinosaur High, indie games, third-party games, and VR stuff.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, we'll see. Again, set your expectations low, because, you know, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to set them low. Like,
you should.
They gotta have something.
No, they will have something. Again, they're gonna have Spider-Man. They're gonna have Final Fantasy. They're gonna have Street Fighter VI. They're probably gonna have Death Stranding 2. So they're gonna have stuff.
I just feel like that's still a pretty light load for the next coming up year, don't you?
Well, the rest will be VR stuff. If they use some of that, and then they like VR, go buy, please. It costs a lot of money. Thank you.
Bye. I know. I'm just saying, as a PlayStation owner, like looking down the next year, I was like, okay, so I'm excited about Spider-Man. Not so much. Into the I gave up on Street Fighter a while ago. Death Stranding 2.
Death Stranding, you care. Yeah, no, Brett's talking about himself, and you don't care about Final Fantasy either. So
I know, but we have to.
I'm hearing good thing. Like, I'll be honest, I don't know why all y'all like the Boy Band Road Trip game all so much. Like, the combat in it is not good.
But I've heard, oh man, I've been playing.
And I keep hearing this, so like, I'm keeping an open mind. Like, I just, and I don't mean that like a shit talking way. I'm like, I'm genuinely like, I don't know why you guys are in. Like, normally I'm like, I see why some people would like this, but like, I just didn't understand why anybody liked 15.
Yeah, I like the world. The world was cool to me. And I like the characters, believe it or not. Your combat, you're right. But it's, again, one of those things I just have to deal with. Final Fantasy is never going to be turn-based. I just have to just deal with the
It's not even that it's not turn-based. It's not great hack and slash. But yeah. I've heard they got the guy from Devil May Cry. So yeah. Like, that may change.
Yeah, it could be better. I agree with you. The combat wasn't that, but I didn't. That wasn't the selling point for me, you know? So that's my reason.
That's fair. That's fair. The story just didn't grab me either.
Yeah, I like the story, even though it went off the deep end. And like, you could tell, it's like, oh, this is the part they came up with 13 years ago. Because remember, the game was delayed forever, you know?
I like Final Fantasy 15 Pocket. I played a lot of that on Switch.
Interesting.
Something about it. I don't know. Maybe it's because it was bite-sized and it was straight to the point.
Maybe.
Not all the tight stuff. I'm like, okay, it's more streamlined.
Yeah, because, I mean, historically, I'm a big Final Fantasy fan.
Yeah, but I think this one is going to be good because, again, it hasn't been delayed forever. They had a singular vision. They had one creative team. It wasn't like three of them. It wasn't canceled two times or whatever like the last one.
You know? I have been here for years. I lived through Final Fantasy VIII, yo. Like, as I am...
We all did, man. We all did.
I am well-versed in receiving a Final Fantasy game poorly and continuing to give the franchise a chance. It's happened like three times now.
Yeah. Hey, I'm one of the few people that likes Final Fantasy XIII, the most derided game in the series. I still like the game, you know?
Bro, I love 9.
Yeah, nine was good. No, people love 9. What are you talking about? They loved that one because it was like kind of a return to form and shit, you know? It's just some people. Awesome. Yeah, people like that game a lot.
So good.
Yeah.
I thought I was alone.
No, you're absolutely not, you know? People who like 8 are weirdos, though. I'm just going to say it. 8, like, what the fuck is this bullshit? Oh, man. All right. So, anything else on PlayStation you guys want to talk about?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think the answer is yes, but I don't know what there is to talk about.
Yeah. Go ahead, Adam.
No adaptive controller? I just saw that. It looks like it was released today.
Yeah, it's their answer to the...
That thing looks wild. Like, I was like, how do you... I don't know.
It's their answer to the Xbox adaptive controller, you know? And it's interesting. I guess I could talk about this now. I remember because I asked Sony. This was E3 2018. You know that remember that one E3 where like they took us to like different places, Manny. At that one after the fact, I was like, hey, Xbox just came out with their dive control. What are you guys doing? Like, yeah, we're working on it. Damn, it took them 5 years to come up with theirs. That's crazy. You know.
And I hear this one's very well done.
Yeah, it looks interesting, but yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Like that plate.
Go ahead.
I mean, the thing about
it's not made for people with like normal hands. You know?
I think the thing about it is, it's like, you know, I forgot who said it. It was your buddy, I can't remember. Able Gamer.
Steven Spohn, right?
Yeah, I remember him saying like it's like the one thing about like you know when it comes to like. You know, doing adaptive controllers is that the fact that there is no one way a person is disabled.
Yeah.
You know, everybody needs like different things. That's why the other adaptive controller had so many add-ons and modules.
Yeah.
Though I remember the biggest complaint of that one was the fact that it didn't work with anything that existed.
Yeah.
And you had to literally invest in the whole Microsoft system of things.
Yeah. So that was an issue. So yeah, good on them. And again, like I said, you know, many times about that, that's something you'll never see Nintendo do. You know, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you notice that? Like, the wonderful world of Nintendo? You know, like, Xbox and PlayStation having whole initiatives on accessibility? You know, and then yet in all the company that's for the kids.
Yeah.
And it has, you know, has...
The family company, yeah.
The family company, you know. They don't do one thing for accessibility for any of the people that use their things. They're not making their games any easier. you know, for other things.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And
it's just Joy-Cons. That's the only thing.
I will, and I can say this too. I'm not going to name any names, but I have talked to, you know, some accessibility people in the industry behind the scenes, and they said they've spoken to Nintendo about this, and Nintendo doesn't even bother replying back. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know? They have absolutely. I'm guessing that they have. It seems like they have absolutely no interest in any of that sort of stuff. So what about that? Except, you know, folks, you love Nintendo so much, but they can't invest in, you know, in making a new controller for people who can't use one of their idiotic controllers.
Yeah, I've always said. I've always said people love Nintendo, but Nintendo doesn't love you. You know.
No. In fairness, they've been persistent. They haven't given a shit whether I finished a game since Ghosts and Goblins.
Damn. All right. Anyway, let's stop bashing Nintendo. You know we had to sneak it in there at least once per episode. All right. Let's talk about Mortal Kombat 1. That's literally what it's called, Mortal Kombat 1.
God damn it.
Or Mortal Kombat.
No, it's called Mortal Kombat 1. It has a number in it.
Why would you do that?
It has the number in it.
They're going backwards. They went too high in the numbers, and they're all right.
But here's the thing, though. Manny, just real quick. You need to play Mortal Kombat 11 to understand the story of this game.
Yeah, because this one, because essentially what happened, well, you have to play the DLC.
Oh, yes. Mortal Kombat
11, yeah. Because what happens in the Mortal Kombat 11 DLC explains what, you know, why this version of the Mortal Kombat universe exists.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm lost too, Blitz. So, basically, it seems like it's Liu Kang going to an alternate Mortal Kombat universe.
Well, At the end of the DLC for Mortal Kombat 11, Liu Kang becomes a god, right? Yeah. And he essentially, you know, he's given these god powers, and what he does is he essentially resets the universe because it's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Because of all the time jumping other shit. So essentially he rolled everything back to pretty much like before a lot of the Mortal Kombat shit happened. So now he is officially the Raiden of that world. And, you know, obviously the Mortal Kombat events happen. So everything's sort of rebooted. The Lin Kuei are, you know, it's supposedly Sub-Zero and Scorpion are, you know, brothers. How
does Jean-Claude Van Damme connect this? Because he's talking about he's in this.
And is he Johnny Cage? Because remember, Johnny Cage was modeled after Jean-Claude Van Damme. You know,
there's a good. There might be a if he's saying he's involved in it, that might be a thing. They
oh my god,
able to get Jean-Claude Van Damme to be Johnny Cage.
Please give me old fat Johnny Cage. I want the new Johnny Cage to be modeled off of the current.
Rich says he is Johnny Cage, so there you go. Yeah.
Oh, so Van Damme is—they finally got their wish. They got Van Damme to be Johnny Cage.
That's hilarious. Oh my
god! Just a fat guy, fat old guy with a ponytail.
I have not seen him since Expendables. He was in Expendables. That was it.
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him too. Yeah,
he had a couple of action movies. He's actually proven himself as a pretty good dramatic actor. He did a couple of dramatic films in France or Belgium. So
his best role was in Breaking. Remember that? Oh man. He was in the background. He was in the crowd.
That's funny.
But just calling it one, like no game. Like that's the colloquialism for referring to the original game.
Yeah. But the number one is in the title.
That's the part that like fucked me, because like even like usually when you're talking about like reboots of games, you're like, No. No, I'm talking about like if you're saying like Mario Brothers, I'm talking about Mario Brothers 1. Like, you know what I'm talking about, even though it's not called that. It's what we all call it.
Well, and this is something we're going to talk about a little bit later. There's also a console that literally had 1 in its name. And remember that confusion?
Yeah.
Yeah, that garbage.
Oh, yeah, we will speak on that. So yeah, Mortal Kombat 1, I don't know when it's coming out, but yeah, as we expected.
It actually does have a date, by the way.
When is it coming?
I don't know, but I know how
to date. he gassed me up. Well, he knew the date.
They did. They made a whole big announcement that today was going to be the day we'll learn, and we saw the trailer and all that stuff.
Why they should have showed this on Mortal Monday, you know? Remember that from back in the day?
But I don't know. I didn't really enjoy the last one. Yeah, the story was there, but That combat doesn't do it for me. I'm more of a Street Fighter. But meanwhile, Injustice, I loved Injustice and that combat. And isn't that like the same team?
Yeah, September it is. September 19th.
Ah, so there you go.
Mortal Kombat comes out.
And it's probably going to sell huge, too.
I mean, they you know, these guys don't seem to disappoint. So
it looks great, though. I saw it. It looks great. The animation, the art style.
Well, it was all CG, though, so, you know, for this new one, so.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, you got to see the real deal.
Yeah.
I just want Soul Calibur. When's the next Soul Calibur coming out?
In your dreams. Go to sleep tonight and you'll see it.
The last Soul Calibur didn't come out that long ago, did it?
I feel like it was forever ago.
Let me see. Was it 6th? Was that the last one?
6th. That's what it was, like, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, you're right, 4 years, yeah. All right, I'm wrong about that. 5 years. 5 years, damn. Crazy. All right, anything else on Mortal Kombat that's want to talk about?
I mean, they did reboot it for previously. Remember, they did go back to
Mortal Kombat 9, I believe.
Yeah, they rebooted it.
They rebooted it, yeah. They rebooted it so they could literally have every version of every Mortal Kombat character in one game. You know, multiverse craziness.
Yeah.
So that they're not altering the mechanics. This is still the revamped mechanics that they did.
It probably will be.
It's gonna be what you remember from the recent Mortal Kombat games. But I feel like a lot of it is also possibly trying to clean up the lousy storyline. Yeah, because it's kind of wacky. So it's back to square one, I guess.
Mortal Kombat one. Are they
doing anything new with it though?
We don't know yet. We just saw the CG trailer, so we don't know.
It's just weird with Johnny Cage being, because Johnny Cage plays a big part in 11. I remember that because it's his daughter that we're following, and her footsteps and everything that she's going through.
But we don't know. We just saw the CG trailer. That's literally it. We just know it's a reboot Mortal Kombat world.
I mean, as much as I don't want him to mess with the formula that people seem to be enjoying, like I feel like fighting games really need to kind of bring something a little bit new mechanically each generation. Otherwise, they just end up straying real close to like the annual release titles.
Yeah, that does happen. But the thing is, fighting games are bigger now than ever, and people seem to like them as they are. You know?
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, if you're not going to bring anything new, releasing a new one just kind of seems like it's holding your fan base hostage. Like, well, this is the new one.
That's why you got to play Street Fighter VI. They bring in all kinds of new stuff.
Maybe. I'm not totally against it. I tapped out, I want to say, one or two games ago.
That's a UFC game. They tap out now. It would be cool if they added tap out in Street Fighter. Imagine that. It's like, tap out.
No, I want to see some next-gen Dead or Alive jiggle physics, man.
Imagine how those games will play out in the modern world, you know?
Yeah, no, that shit's not coming back.
Yeah. Remember they banned Dead or Alive Extreme 3? They banned that in America, you know?
I feel like I had that for...
You had to go to PlayAsia to buy that shit, you know?
I swore, and Xbox had to get the jigglies playing volleyball and
stuff.
You know what, though? That was just the icing, though. The cake was fantastic cake. It just had boobies on it. And, like, that's... I'm okay with that. It was a good game. I liked the reversal system. There was... This is one of my favorite games to punish button mashers in. I'd still like another system to come up with that, because like blocking is fine, but reversals when you know what someone's gonna do, beautiful.
Oh, that showcase is only gonna be first party.
They said third party too.
They said third party.
Right. Yeah. So then you probably see a few others that we don't even know.
Maybe
third party doing.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm wondering: if they're gonna have third party viewer, if they're gonna have third party publishers there and developers, and it's gonna sound like I'm talking shit, but I'm not. We know that they're pretty into using their market share and their money to kind of eke out ahead. So, like, I wonder if we'll see third party like world premiere announcements at the PlayStation Showcase.
Maybe.
It'd be very easy for them to like buy the announcement on their stage as opposed to Microsoft's. Like, I can see
Microsoft has done it another way.
Yeah, we're not.
Oh, no, I know that they have. Yeah. I know they have. But
does the summer showcase come before that one?
No. Summer Game Fest is after, because remember this PlayStation showcase is next week. It's on Wednesday.
Okay. So I think we're hearing from Sony first.
Yeah, we are.
You hear it first.
Yeah, Sony's the first one out of the gate. That's true. Interesting. All right, move on here. We got to talk about $7 games again. So Sega is looks like they're going to be the next one. Okay, so this is what Sega said. In the global marketplace, AAA titles for consoles have been $60 for many years, but titles sold at $70 have appeared in the last year. We would like to review the prices of titles that we believe are commensurate with price increases, while also keeping an eye on market conditions. So they're considering it.
Well, how about they just say, we realize we looked into it. People don't like it. Companies like it. We're all about the people. We're going to keep our prices the way it is. And if you support that, then buy our games.
Hmm.
That's it. And see what happens.
Everybody's going to 70. The people.
The people. Right?
Some more units now because of that. We kept the price at the $60.
No, we lost. Games are $70, and they're not going to include any less microtransactions because we're suckers.
Yep. So there you go. Like I said, this is going to happen eventually, you know. So
I know. I just, for everybody being like, well, we're going to get more and we're going to get better finished games.
I don't think anybody believed that. We knew we were going to get the same shit.
Well, we know if they said it, they're fucking dumb, you know? Yeah, we already know. No, that's not
the case. You're going to get the same product just for $10 more.
Yeah, it's not going to be more fleshed out. You're not going to get less microtransactions for it.
Nope.
No.
This is why I was yelling to the rooftops about this shit, and I was like, not by you guys, but everybody else is like, fucking treat me like I was the only one. Like, you look at Twitter and shit like that, like, I was the only one apparently pissed off about that shit.
Yeah.
No, Brett, I was right there with you.
Yeah, Brian was, yep.
And if this year is anything to go by, $7 games will just be somehow worse. I mean, what? Forspoken, Jedi Survivor, there's been a Zelda, yes, but yeah, that's Zelda. Again, I think there's only been one $70 game this year that's not been trash at launch, and that's Zelda so far. Everything else has just been really bad on different levels. Redfall was $70.
Ooh.
How the hell did they manage that?
Damn.
Nobody should be buying Xbox games. Just pay the $15 and try it on Game Pass, because most likely it's going to be a dumpster fire. Like, don't trust them. Whoever bought that shit for $70, like, I don't even feel bad for you.
Damn.
Whoever bought that game for $7, I have a bridge I won't sell you, my friend. And it's a really good location. It's right near Tony as well.
The one thing that's different is that they actually...
Brian, you know some London Bridge?
it's in New York.
Yeah.
Remember they showed off gameplay? They had that whole session. That was enough. And people should have realized from there that it wasn't going to be a good game. It didn't look good in that presentation.
Well, I just also don't want to... You have Game Pass, man. Like...
The only thing I could do is people on PC that don't have Game Pass. They were like, you know what? I want to just play it on my high end rig.
Game Pass is on PC.
I know, but if they don't have it, if they want to just focus on not paying a service, because on Steam you don't pay for a service, and some people just don't like.
Well, I know, but like, just get a freaking free trial of Game Pass. Like, there's so many ways to not gamble $70.
You know, it's interesting because there's a good chunk of Xbox players that aren't subscribed to Game Pass. And I, you know, on Twitter, this was a few years ago, I asked them, like, why aren't you subscribed to Game Pass? It's only $15 a month. And they said, I want to own my games. So there's still that subset of people, you know?
Yeah. I can understand that. But you also get a discount for purchasing any of the games that are on there. They give you like 20%. Even if it's on sale, you get that 20% on top of that.
Yeah. Blitz says subscriptions aren't for everyone. That's also true.
That's true.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if there's a game like if you know you're going to fucking love a game, by all means. But like, I don't know why you wouldn't test the waters with something as shaky as Redfall was.
I don't think that game.
Anybody that had faith in Redfall, like, oh, this is gonna be a great game, it's gonna be worth $70. I'm gonna want to own it because I'm gonna be playing it for way longer than a month. Those people, I'm like, bro, maybe you should have held off or tried it or literally anything. Like, I don't know.
Shit is crazy, man.
It is pretty hilarious. Brian made the point. It's like the day that they decided to start releasing $70 games is the day we've gotten even more broken games and even more sparse time frames with big game releases.
Yeah, that extra budget is really helping them, isn't it?
We're paying more for the privilege of broken games, man.
And this is you know, we have the perspective of over 30, 40 years of gaming. This hasn't happened before like this.
No, it hasn't.
Maybe like since the Atari game days. I don't know. I wasn't alive back then. But well,
the Atari game.
Oh, by the way, quick rebuttal, Brett, to what you said about you shouldn't have bought Redfall like that. Blitz says Arcane. It was by Arcane and they have a good history.
Wait. Hold on.
Do
that? Cyberpunk.
That was $60, wasn't it?
No, but again, the same idea. Oh, yeah. It's
The same thing that you're right. Did. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, these guys, Project Red, have had a great history, and then Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
So basically, trust no one.
Yeah, exactly. Don't pre-order game people.
Maybe FromSoft, but apart from that, trust no one.
Yeah.
Well, FromSoft when they do a Soulsborne game.
Yeah, my point here is an Arcane wasn't... isn't a good studio with a good reputation. It was more like in the modern age of gaming, I don't trust anybody.
You shouldn't
really anybody. Like I haven't pre-ordered Starfield. That's my single favorite studio.
Well, you have Game Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't have the trust in Starfield to just blindly pay $70 for it ahead of time.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. We're crazy times.
Yep.
Even just like kind of like go back to like a previous topic, Mortal Kombat 1.
Yeah.
I went to the website and the first thing after the title of the game is pre-order exclusive playable character. So we've not even seen gameplay off this. Like this was announced today and they already have the pre-orders up. So nothing's changed.
Nope. It's all the same.
Do the same thing. It's like, hey, here's a CG trailer. Give us money.
Especially WB. Remember with the whole Dark Knight thing with $50 season pass during the announcement? They're like, oh, we got all this stuff. It's like, so you're telling us that you locked a bunch of content already behind this package here. That sucks.
Yeah. All right. Moving on here, because, you know, we got to talk about it. Tears of the Kingdom. It sold 10 million copies in 3 days. $70, people didn't give a fuck. They wanted to Zelda, you know? So, yeah. Carlos, what's your thoughts on it? Because I know you played it more.
Yeah, I've played. I don't know. I was talking to Blitz about this in the chat and the Throwdown chat earlier. I don't know how long it takes for the game for the Switch to tell you how many hours you've played a game on the Switch. So far, it's only told me that I started the game 6 days ago. So I don't know how long I've been playing, but I've beaten the first. I guess it's kind of like the tutorial level, which is pretty massive.
It's long.
Yeah, so it's you know, you have to do something first and then you get to like the open world. So I've been through that. Maybe I would say like maybe like 6-7 hours ish into the game. It's pretty good. I mean, I knew this from when I saw the trailers. The fuse and the I forgot the name of the attachment gameplay thing. Well, like those mechanics, a lot of those new mechanics, which the whole game is predicated on, by the way, it's like you have to do all those stuffs to sort of progress to do the platforming to get through the shrines. Ultra Hand, thanks Blitz. The Ultra Hand command, that's those mechanics are really good and really robust, and you can do a lot of things. I mean, you guys have been seeing this on online. There's a lot of videos of people just doing crazy shit. So I do really enjoy that. I don't enjoy that it's overly dependent on it, but you know, if it was not having that or having it, I'd rather have it. I will say this: this game is miles better than Breath of the Wild. I don't know how, you know, maybe people can see the light now, but this game is so much better in almost every way, except weapon fragility is still there, which is one of my biggest issues. I hate how every time, every five swings, my thing, like my weapon breaks. But I mean, they did do one thing to kind of enhance it, and that's like the fuse thing where you can fuse your weapons to pretty much anything in the world. But yeah, weapon fragility is still not a good thing for me. I would have understood it if they would do it on like weaker weapons, like tree branches, or you know, just wood. Weapons in general, but yeah, overall I've been enjoying it. I don't see myself being anywhere near beating this game. This game is freaking massive. Like, it's freaking huge. That map is no freaking joke. The graphics, are improved from the last game. The grass looks way better than the last game, yeah. which was one of my biggest gripes from Breath of the Wild. But yeah, pretty good game. I don't regret spending $70 on it. Much better than Breath of the Wild for me. And it helps that I didn't have a Horizon game to play right before it to compare and contrast graphics, which is one of the things that sort of hindered my Breath of the Wild experience. And you know, this year has been bone dry with good games. So good thing I'm thankful for Tears of the Kingdom to come out. And hopefully I can beat it next month or so. It's going to take a while, but looking forward to getting through that.
Yeah. But yeah, 10 million copies, 3 days. That's pretty nuts.
Yeah, but it's crazy.
It's still safe because it's an established franchise.
Yeah,
it's
you know what you're getting. IP. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what you're getting. So that's okay. Now, if it was brand spanking new IP, super impressive.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, just to rehash like an old question we answered like years back, because I think it's funny. Like Breath of the Wild, well, Tears of the Kingdom does 10 million in 3 days. Other franchises, other sequels take 1 year to do 8.4 million sales. So I don't know. Take from that what you wish.
Here's the crazy thing. 8.4 or 8. Whatever million is pretty good. And I'm guessing that by like a month after they came out, or maybe 2 months after they came out, they would have had the majority of those 8 point something million. Obviously, they wouldn't have probably had those 8 million.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they didn't announce that. I mean, yeah, if it sold 5 million within the first 2 months, that's still pretty decent.
I don't know.
So, yeah, it's crazy how they just left it like as one of those things that we shall not say.
Yes. All right. Any more thoughts on the Tears of the Kingdom?
Yeah, it's no surprise.
It's a game.
It's a game. It is a game, and it exists.
Your old Amiibos work on it. My son put his stuff on it, and it worked, and he was getting all kinds of fabrics and other coins and things or whatever they give. That's a plus, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those kind of pisses me off. It's like they're microtransactions. There's a little menu thing just for Amiibos during the game. It's like a gameplay mechanic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it's like you can use all your... like your ultra hand, the fuse and all that stuff, and like one of the options is Amiibo. So it's like, oh, wow. I'm not even hiding. They're microtransactions kind of thing. I mean, it's not microtransactions because you buy those things physically, but
macrotransactions.
The whole macrotransactions.
The only thing that's really cool with that, with the whole Amiibo thing, is that it's randomized. It's not the same thing. It's not like, oh, I got this thing and now it always gives me this sword or something. It's just random. You never know. Every day it only works once a day. And then when you put it in, it's like, surprise, you know, you got this mask or you got this armor. I was like, oh, that's cool. It makes you want to try to do it. He does it like every time he boots up now. That's the first thing he does. He gets his stuff out and starts swiping to see what he gets. And then he's like, all right, let's go.
One thing that I do want to mention about Tears of the Kingdom, and I think I'm pretty sure Breath of the Wild did the same thing, but I'm impressed. One thing that is impressive about the game is how it understands physics. So, you know, when you create a cart, it's going to roll the way it is. If, you know, like if you have a tree branch and it's dragging along and you walk past the fire, it catches fire. And then if there's anything that can catch fire near you, that catches on fire. So just, you know, Nintendo doesn't really impress me in terms of technical aspects of their video games, but those kinds of things, you know, they catch my eye. So I do got to give them props for that.
Cool. All right. And the last thing here, I just kind of toss this in last minute. We got to talk about something kind of special that's happening soon. And there's also a special announcement I have tied to this. So that'll be interesting. You guys get ready for that. I want to talk about the Xbox One. On May 21st, which is on Sunday, the Sunday show, that'll be the 10-year anniversary of the announcement of this thing. And that's...
who wants to celebrate that?
No, but we have to look back at it because that's when it all went downhill for Xbox. Like, that was the beginning of the end. That announcement...
TV,
sports, sports, sports. And that's the thing, it just clear, because people always seem to believe that that was happened during E3. No. That happened the month before E3.
E3
was like, if you remember their E3 conference, arguably, even though Sony's was is the more popular one because of the $400 things or whatever, Xbox's, I would argue their conference was better because it did nothing but games. But the reason they did that is because they were trying to apologize for the bullshit they pulled. You know, like during the big reveal of the Xbox One, they focused on a couple of games, but most of it was just focused on TV and sports. And they even called the system the One because it's going to be your all-in-one entertainment system. And
it had the extra port, so then that way you could plug to the cable box.
Connect, and all that shit.
Those that were in that ecosystem were hoping that there was going to be a second SKU, because that was a rumor. They'll have a second SKU for those who don't want the Kinect. I was not a fan of the Kinect, didn't get it. And then when I saw it, I was like, no, you have to get it. Plus, with this 1985 VCR-looking thing, I was like, this is disgusting. How do you go from a sleek design of the 360 to a big black box? It was ugly.
Yeah, and remember, like, Microsoft, I mean, there were so many things wrong with that whole announcement, but one of the main things was, is like, no, the Kinect is an integral part of the Xbox. We cannot disconnect it. And then literally by February of the next year, they're like, oh, you don't need to buy with the Kinect anymore.
They spewed so many lies, because then they also said, when people are like, well, can I play my 360 games? Nope, the architecture is different. It's just not possible.
Yep.
Whole big thing. And, you know, a lot of people did buy that only because the mod community could not figure out how to properly play 360 games. Till this day, it still doesn't really work. A lot of 360 games you can barely run on a PC, which is, it's crazy, but it's hard to emulate. So a lot of people bought into it. Like, oh, well, you know, you can't do it. And then next, you know, it's like, surprise, that's the other thing. We can do it. It's all here. And not only that, wait, one or two games? No, look, a whole bunch of effing games. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, but no, that moment right there, it just went downhill bad, man. Again, and Xbox has never recovered from that moment. People still remember it 10 years later. They still remember
and
that.
And all those, remember people.
Yeah, no, remember, Adam, always online people didn't like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then Don Metry goes like, oh, yeah, we have a system for people who want to play offline. It's called the 360. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, oh, man. You know, yeah. I mean, that whole regime, they were ass backwards. And they're all gone.
Yeah, they're all gone.
That whole TV department shut down. Remember, Steven Spielberg was tied to
it. That's right.
He's gone with that. I mean, everything just got scrapped.
Remember, they had was it the Halo show? They had Quantum Break. Like, they were trying to go in, like, oh, the merger between movies and film. Oh. Like, it was some fucking FMV shit from back in the day or something.
It was so bad. I mean, really, people got to watch that documentary, that six-part or whatever series that they just did. So that was it. They were talking about, literally serious about, just shutting down the whole thing.
Yeah. They're
like, yeah, this just screwed everything up.
Yeah. And again, they're still fighting against that day, basically. Obviously, yeah, like you said, during the years they introduced backwards compatibility, they introduced Game Pass, they introduced play games anywhere. Oh, remember that whole initiative?
Yeah, like, they've tried
and nothing.
But people have to understand that they've never really had, they've been uphill, even in competition with their own selves, just dealing with issues. Remember the Red Ring of Death?
Red Ring of Death.
With you know, it's like as great as the 360 with the Chivos and online, all the stuff, they were bricking. You know, it's like, what's causing it? Well, they're bad manufacturing. That's what's causing it. You screwed up. And they had to pay out the ass to get that done. But still, that could have killed any other company.
It would have.
Yeah. You know, and then they come on with this big brick, and then TV. It's like, oh, and we get what you want. We all saw it. I mean, it was a site I used to go to, Xbox Scene. Don't even know if it's still there, but people in the forums, I was very active in that. They're like, all right, that's great. No, but you know what? They're going to give something just for us. We're going to have our own SKU. We won't need this. We're not going to have the extra port. Price is going to be. No, they didn't do that. They charged $500, put all this junk in a box we didn't want.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And that was it. That's when I unplugged it, put it away. I turned on my PS4, and that was it. It was gone.
Yeah. Anybody else want to give their thoughts on the Xbox, the 10 years of taking L's?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great day to remember for a lot of people. You guys are right on the whole narrative portion. It's like the first unveil of the system was them not talking about anything but games.
Yeah.
And they should have done the other way. But, you know, for me, The biggest thing was the fact that the Kinect was included into the system. When they lied and they said you can't have the system without the Kinect, and that gave you that, and that's when Sony gave that $400 announcement during E3. All those Sony fanboys went crazy, but they went crazy because it was a huge leg up on the competition.
Yeah,
because
it was $500 for the Xbox. Because of
it was $500. It was a weaker console.
Yep.
And you know, they were coming off the Red Ring of Death. They were coming. Sony gained momentum when it came to games. That's when The Last of Us came out. So that, you know, Sony was catching up to Microsoft because the 360 led for most of that generation.
Yep, that's true.
And Sony caught up. They did their counterpunch, and then Microsoft countered with the Xbox One announcement, which we've rehashed to death. And it's just one of those things where it's a turning point. It was a turning point, and that was 2013. 10 years later, 2023, we're still seeing the aftermath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So funny story time.
Oh.
Because y'all know me and y'all know my opinions, but like here's an interesting fact some of y'all may not know. Right? Like I've always been two systems. Right around this time, I was in a situation where I was really upset at Microsoft. I felt like they were doing a lot of really douchey stuff. They had kind of gotten on top and then just abused their power. They were treating customers poorly. They were not listening to them. Remember when, like, even when they said, like, well, you know, I'm on a submarine. What if I can't keep my Xbox on all the time? Like, that's what the previous generation is for. Fuck you. For those of you that don't know, they had an actual Navy guy say, I'm on a submarine and I can't be on network all the time. What is, you know, how do I play this Xbox? And they basically said, you don't. The previous one is the one that you play.
Yeah, they said, that's we have a system for people like you. It's called the 360. They literally said that.
Yeah, it was not cool. And so, much like I kind of am frustrated with Sony now, it was actually the opposite, right? And I was so angry at Microsoft that I was kind of the mindset of like, you know what? I really want to see him take an L. I want to see him take a hard-faced L, right? Like, and it's kind of the reason that I'm kind of at this point, like, I don't wish ill on Sony. I just wish there was more competition because I've seen what happens when you wish for, like, man, I really wish they would just faceplant. And then they faceplanted harder than I could have imagined. And at the beginning, there was catharsis in it. But then when you watch them tumble and watch what happened to the gaming industry over the next 10 years, there's a reason that I kind of stand where I do today. There's a reason why I'm like, I don't like how Sony's acting. I've seen it before. I saw it before with Microsoft. And I saw how badly this bullshit affected us, which is the reason I'm so active about or so vocal about wanting a competitive space. That's not that I want to Microsoft to win. I definitely don't want either to win because we've seen what happens when it gets that one-sided. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I blame a lot of the last 10 years on that fact. Sony didn't have to try after that. They just fucking laughed all the way to the goddamn bank. And they haven't had to try since then all that hard. It's been status quo. Competition died that day, and it was bad.
Yeah, it's crazy. And again, I don't even know if Xbox had ever recover, to be honest. No. I don't know. Again, to me, I think they've shot their best shot, with Xbox Game Pass. And yes, it's doing well in subscription wise, but where the games we've been asking this for fucking years, you know.
But that's the whole thing with Phil said. It's not about the games for him anymore. It's just about doing something different. They're going to be a service. It's a game service. They're buying these games and studios, put on services, and that's it.
They still gotta have the games for the service, though.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Where the games are.
They're a necessary part of the equation.
Yeah,
they're just not the whole thing. And I agree. Like, I also agree with, you know, what he said. You come out with the best fucking video games, you're gonna need to do more than that. And I think that's both from people are settled. I think he's kind of right in that sense, and that market share and exclusivity isn't going to shift that much. But beyond that, you're going to have to do more than as good. You're going to have to do better to get people back. Just no other way about it. And I think that if you make the games and you make them so that, you know, people, and you take them out of the context of, I'm going to have to shell out the money up front
You take games out of the context of you take the risk out of them. You take the press out of them. You also change the way that developers approach games, because it's not about the sizzle reel. It's not about the trailer. It's not about the first level. It's about making games that people actually want to maybe play all the way through. So yeah. I think combining that with a focus on getting some fucking games, those two together might be able to bring them back. But again, it's going to be the remainder of this generation. Like, we are not going to see the possibility for true competition, I don't think, until probably next gen.
But even then, that might be a problem, right? Because, like, and Phil Spencer was right about this, there is no reset between console generations anymore.
But there is with Game Pass, and that's the thing. If they build the games this generation, when the time comes to buy a new console, that idea of, well, if I buy the Xbox, I just lose a whole library of games. You don't necessarily lose that, because then they're trying to build the library into it, right? That's okay. Why I think it'll be less effort to switch. And again, because you're not going to sell your PlayStation if you buy an Xbox, the only thing that they can hope on is maybe next time you buy an Xbox instead of a PlayStation. That is their only chance to actually
just get Game Pass and then play it on your phone, or just get the service. They want that market, just to at least get the service, because then you can play those games anywhere.
They need to lead the console sales with the service, because I would buy. And I think a lot of the market would. I would buy a console for a service, because you still need to buy a console to play the games, unless you're going to spend $2,000 on a PC, right? Like, you need some way to get your games, and you don't probably want to be held back by hardware all that much. So, like, a console is a good middle generation. So if you got the service leading the console, when you come out with the next generation, like, sure, we may see something more. The best we can expect from Xbox, and I want to make this real clear, the best that we can expect from them is that next generation, they'll be kind of competitive. There is no way that they're just going to dethrone Sony. Not this generation, and probably not next generation. I take that probably back. Almost definitely not next generation. Even best case scenario. But we might see closer to maybe a 60-40 split, best case scenario, next generation. Like, let's keep our expectations in, you know, tempered here, unless Sony does something to really fucking piss people off. At this point, I mean, I've seen them do some bullshit and nobody gets upset
ingrained.
Anymore.
It's too ingrained. Because now at this point, because, you know, we're people that are older that grew up from all this, and we have kids, and then soon our kids will have kids, and it's whatever's in the house. And it just carries over. People continue on. It was like, well, my dad had this system, and I have access to that account. Now I get to play all those games, and then I'll get my kid.
You're right, because now we don't really have console generations anymore.
Yeah,
you know, they're gone.
Even when Microsoft was doing this stuff, there was a lot more outcry, I feel like, than there is now. Like, I hate to say it this way, but there's just a fucking sea of simps now, who are just going. They're just going to stand their brand no matter what. It's become almost more of an identity. Like, the culture war that. The console wars were hardcore, but like it seems to be even more of an identity now somehow.
It's just like everything. It's just, we talked about all the time comparing it to sports and stuff. People pick a team and they stick with it regardless of how bad they are. Doesn't matter. So this is it. Now people have a console. We got the Nintendo people. We got everybody.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I was a Microsoft fan, right? Like, I was an Xbox fan. And I wasn't alone when I was like, dude, they're doing some bullshit stuff. They're doing some stuff that is not necessarily great for gamers as a whole. Like, sure, it makes Xbox look a little bit better, I guess, in some ways. But more along the lines, it was just laughing at, like, you know, like the fucking, the same way we all did with, like, the, you know, the Mountain Dew and Dorito shit. You just made fun of it.
Yeah. Right?
You made fun of it. You said how bullshit it was. You're like, it's corporate being corporate. I don't like this shit. But, like, now there's a lot of people simping, man. And I'm sure that's going to upset some people. Sorry, y'all. You, it's not your girlfriend. It's a company.
I knew Blitz was going to say that. I knew it. Brett, when you said you were a Microsoft fan, he was like, was? I knew he was going to clap back with that.
I am. I still am. I'm still a Sony fan, too, motherfucker. I bought the console. I play games on it.
Yeah. By the way, Brett, he also says Game Pass ensures there is no reset anymore.
It does ensure it. I'm trying to think. That's a good point. I think
it's a good point. What he said. It's like if you have Game Pass, there is no reset anymore because you're going to keep carrying all this shit. You know,
well, at least all the first party stuff. You're not going to the third party stuff is different. You'll still have to.
That'll be different. Yeah. But the first party stuff.
That's it. It's always a home base, and thankfully that's there to preserve that.
But that's also, even though it's not Game Pass, that's also true of PlayStation. When you get a PlayStation 6, you're going to be able to play your PlayStation 4 games. You know,
we don't know that.
It better. Well, if it's x86 architecture, it will be. You know.
Oh yeah, still. Yeah. But we just hope.
And you got to remember, right? PlayStation 4 was the first PlayStation console that wasn't backwards compatible. Sony was like PS2, backwards compatible. PS3 was even backwards compatible. So the company has a history of this stuff. You know, it's just the PS3 itself fucked everything up because of the weird architecture.
I don't think it's they couldn't make it backwards compatible. I think it's that they didn't want to make it backwards compatible because it equaled out to more sales that way.
Yeah, no, it's the PS. If they could, they would make those games easily available because
why did they, because that was the other thing I didn't understand, because with the PS3 then they made one without it. Remember they cut out the backward compatibility.
Just to say, because the console was so expensive, it was like $600, you know.
But it phased out altogether, because I remember when I did get a PS3, I was like, I want to get one and that place, it was like only the old ones, and
yeah, they phased them out, issues
now. I'm like, that sucks. I wanted something, you know, to rule them all.
And that one ended up dying on people anyway, like me. I had that one, you know, because they had one that was like native compatibility. Then they had like some kind of emulation, and then they got rid of that, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. Yeah. I think the PlayStation's only backwards compatible because Xbox was. I think their hand was forced.
Oh, you mean current? Oh, yeah, in the current day, too. You're right. But I mean, talking about they started it with the PS2.
No, I know. I agree with you. Competition being good for us all the time.
Yeah.
That's a great example. Like, I think that we have backwards compatibility on PlayStation because it was a standing point of Microsoft as they were trying to compete.
Well, I mean, we got Jim Ryan saying that nobody wants to play old games.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah.
It's the bullshit. Come on now.
And he said that during the PS4 days, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that's like saying people don't like to watch old movies. You know, that's a lie. People buy these movies so they can rewatch them when they like them, they enjoy them. I replay old games. I'm replaying Max Payne 3 now on my Steam Deck.
Yeah. I mean, watch, like if Game Pass keeps doing as well as it does, eventually we'll get day and date releases of PlayStation games on PlayStation service.
I don't think we'll ever get that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
If it becomes competitive enough, we will.
If it becomes competitive enough, but Game Pass is still not like rocking the industry, or at least it's not at a point where Sony's like, oh shit, we need to worry about Sony too much. That's why they do the toe dipping, as we call it. You know,
that's what I said. Like if Game Pass keeps on its trajectory, eventually, you know, probably again, not this generation, maybe next generation, we'd start to see that stuff coming in. But like that's. That's what happens if Microsoft comes back and becomes competitive. That's when Sony's going to release their day and date on their service.
I
want to see that. I want to see. I want to say Microsoft able to make good games and force Sony to come out, and then I'll just pay $30 a month and just play fucking everything.
How much they would have to come up with a fourth tier? Because don't they have three tiers already? That's I don't see it. Because unless people stop spending money, if they just say, you know, flat out, we're not paying $70 for any of your exclusives.
But that's Microsoft's goal. I think they're trying to change the market up. And you hear when they talk about it, they're trying to change it.
I just don't think Sony would.
Why would you pay $70 for a game? And I'm like, that's actually a very good point.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing the best thing about PC gaming is that games are always cheap. They're always going on sale. There's so many different storefronts that you can get a game within a week or two after for a cheaper price and play.
Yeah, I wish. I mean, maybe that'd be another thing that came back with competition. Would be because that shit never bleeds over on the storefronts.
Yeah.
I mean, both PlayStation and Microsoft sales are fucking weak compared to PCs. Although PC, you're doing worse. You're doing notably worse in the last few years. I have noticed this. Call it out. Steam sales are not what they used to be.
Yeah. Literally,
they're not what they used to be. Back then, you used to get like really good games for like $2.
Yeah.
Like really good and fairly new games. They don't do that anymore.
They're doing more free games. There's some free games today. Metro, Last Light Collection Complete. That's free if you don't already have it. Older one, but it's there. It's free.
Yeah. All right, man. Oh, yeah. And also the other thing, to commemorate this, you know, anniversary, I'm going to bring something back. Maybe just one time. You know, we'll see what happens. But I feel a Tony's take is in order, people.
Oh, snap.
Whoa, yeah. What?
So, yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, yeah, because one of our biggest Tony's takes that we did, it was like me talking about the 5-year anniversary of the Xbox One. And in that video, I literally said, I'm like, yo, Microsoft, like, they lost this generation, but maybe they have hope in the next generation. And they, nope, they don't. They don't. So it'll be interesting. So that'll be up on Sunday. So watch out for that. And if it does well, maybe I'll do more. We'll see. You know, obviously, it'll be a new location, you know, so that'll be fun.
No parks.
Yeah. Oh, it could be a park. It'll just be a nicer park. You know, it'll just be a nicer park, not a fucking project park, you know. I'll probably do it in the on the roof, you know, Manny, where it's nice up there and shit.
Oh,
get,
shit.
Get a view of the city,
man,
you know.
Yo, man, you sit yourself in front of the. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll give. Yeah. So, yeah, because I got thoughts on Xbox One, man. Xbox, and, you know, you already heard most of them right here. Yeah. Xbox, man, I don't know. Those Tony's takes during the pandemic were awesome. Thank you, man. Yeah, listen, yeah. Tony, yeah, when you have time, that's what happens, you know.
It's time now.
And that was me ranting about how the current generation is going to suck. And look at that. I was right. I was right, you know.
You're right.
I was right. Yeah, even before the generation started, when PlayStation made the first announcement, the PS5 reveal, I was like, what the fuck? You know, and yeah, Jesus.
Let's go back to the old days, man.
Ooh, Blitz. I need to touch on this point. It's a good. And I was gonna touch on this in the video, but I'll do it now as well. He goes, just watch out for those Xbox fans. Might push you off that roof. Yeah, that would have been true 5 years ago. But I noticed something with the Xbox community, right? They were, you know, during the Xbox One era, they were very defensive, right? And they still had, like, fighting spirit. That spirit is gone, man. Like, whenever I say anything about Xbox, nobody gives a fuck anymore. Like, I'm like, damn, you got the fight has just been drained out of you. Holy shit, Tony. You know?
That's because half of those people from last generation became Sony fanboys.
They became Sony fanboys. That's right. Yeah, they switched over. So, yeah, like, basically, because I always said that the Xbox community, they acted like hardcore victims. Now, they're just, I don't know what the word would be. They're just like, they've shut themselves off. Like, okay. They just admitted defeat, you know? It's like, okay.
Well they just done. Got older.
Yeah.
Just don't care. That's,
So I'm like, damn, you know, like, you know, the only people that give me grief now, because I don't go after the Nintendo people for obvious reasons, are the Sony guys. Think about it. The people who got mad at me for saying I'm unsubscribing for Game Pass was the Sony guys, which is hilarious because they got mad at me for subscribing to Game Pass. You know, but it's like, oh, you're not keeping it real by unsubscribing. I'm like, I said I'll come back if they got good shit. It sucks now. You know, I don't know. Sony fans have weirdly... Okay, I'm just going to say, this is what I would say about Sony fans this generation, right? They're acting like victims like the Xbox guys did last generation, yet Sony is crushing it. So I'm like, why are you acting like victims when you're winning? This doesn't make any sense. The Xbox, like, I get it. You're acting like victims because you're losing. I that makes sense to me. But you're winning. Your console's selling better than anything. Games are getting... Like, not only are they selling well, but they're, like, highly praised by the game industry. Everybody loves Sony, yet these guys are way more defensive now than they've ever been. It's very strange, you know?
I might have a potential theory.
That's the narrative.
Yeah, what is it?
I think it's because, you know, what's the difference between this generation and maybe not even last generation, but the generations before that? It's just this, just the influx of games. We get, you know, Sony releases maybe two or three major games per year.
Yeah.
Probably two of them are worth, like, you know, playing like that, putting that significant time in. And the rest of the year is just dedicated to people just showing up for the discourse on Twitter and on the forums.
Yeah.
Bro, I got an answer. You're not going to like it, though.
Oh, what's up?
It's not self-evident anymore.
Oh, that they're going to win?
Well, no, like, I think it's because, like,
I mean, it's a good thing that Microsoft has brought absolutely nothing, because like Sony has not been performing super well the last couple of years.
Actually,
like,
they have. The PlayStation 5 is the best-selling console. Their games are selling really well. They're doing fantastically, actually.
I don't mean market-wise. I mean performance-wise. Well, usually, like, Sony just dominates. Like, they fucking dominate.
But they are. They are dominating.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the graph. Microsoft, you gotta go, yo, they're fucking killing us. Yeah. You know, even Microsoft admitted it. So I don't understand where you're coming from, Brett.
I'm talking more in terms of reception than sales numbers. Like, usually Sony is just like Ghosts and Spider-Man was the last time that like Sony was just in the public eye, just fucking killing it the way that you're looking at me like I have two heads.
Yeah, I don't understand this.
Do you think Sony has been doing as well performance-wise, not sales-wise, but just like have they been making you as happy as a Sony fan the last couple years as they did previously?
Oh no, but that's me though. I'm a hard
and
person.
I think a lot of people are feeling that, and that's my point.
But that's But Brett, I disagree because I'm looking at the discourse on Twitter, and it hasn't changed for Sony. People are just as excited now as they've always been. Even though I'm like, why the fuck are you excited about this shit? Sucks now, you know. But people are just as excited now as they've always been for Sony.
The fans still love the feed. They're just getting fed less. And that's just how it is. They, you know, the last year there was a two drops. It was a good
God of War,
Horizon,
you know?
Forbidden Wars, yeah. Forbidden West, and God of War. Sony fans love both games.
Yeah.
And then you know you mentioned God of War in 2018, and then Spider Man, and then Ghost of Tsushima, and I forgot what else came out in 2020.
Last of Us 2. That's the big one right there.
Last of Us 2. Yep.
Yeah, so, no, the fans are just as excited for Sony as they've ever been. Even though I'm like, what are you guys getting fucking that excited about? There's some good stuff, don't get me wrong, but it's not like it used to be back in the day. But that's me talking. I'm seeing the same level of love for Sony as I've always seen it. That hasn't diminished at all. Hence why I'm confused why these guys are getting so defensive now.
Yeah, I agree with Tony. I think, Brett, I agree that their performance isn't as good as it used to be, but it doesn't mean that the performance review from the fans has been an all-time low.
Yeah,
especially last generation, like you didn't need to defend Sony; it was just obvious.
Yeah,
but you know what's interesting? Last generation was really bad to start with as well, and they just blew the water from Microsoft from the get-go, because we know 10-year anniversary, we discussed it earlier.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things that went into Microsoft being in their downfall.
Even though ironically, Carlos, Xbox One had the better launch lineup than PlayStation, you know, the PS4.
Okay, you know?
Good
way to think of it. Like, I think it's the inverse of like, I think people are dogging more on Xbox because they're threatened by Game Pass.
That's a factor. Like, that's a factor.
I think it's the opposite. The inverse with Sony, right? Like they're being defended more because they're not bringing their A game.
But the fans disagree. No, not really. Because again, even the people in the chat right now, they're like, no, they are bringing their A game. Like,
you guys really feel like they've been bringing it as much the last couple of years?
I don't think they're bringing the A game. This is like Sony cruise control.
On this panel, we all think they're not bringing their A game. I'm just talking about the PlayStation community, you know?
Yeah. Well, the PlayStation community gets high on their own fucking farts. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but again, these same guys are. But again,
the level of actual hype can be self-induced. Yeah. That's my point.
No, but Brett, you don't understand. It's like these same guys last generation. If you made any criticism of Sony, they just call you stupid and move on. Now they get mad even though they love PlayStation just as much. Understand?
Yeah, I understand you. Yeah. I don't think I'm being clear, and I'm trying to figure out a better way to be that way.
Well, Brett, you're saying that Sony isn't bringing up the titles and all the stuff that are on like at that consistent level that they used to. And I think all of us agree with it, but
yeah, so the fan base is self-hyping and getting more defensive.
Yes, but their performance in terms of several different, I guess, types of statistics for performance, like sales, like fan engagement, like enthusiasm, and enthusiasm is anecdotal, but it's still pretty much the same. And I guess maybe one of the biggest reasons is because Microsoft has lost a lot of steps. They're not pushing Sony's feet to the fire like they did in the 360 days. So by default, PlayStation is the better experience for most people. And they're looking at the other side and they're like, yeah, you guys can have your Redfall and your Halo Infinite. We'll stick with Spider-Man 2 and God of War. And so it's, you know, it's not really a competition at that point.
So Blitz says, personally, I don't enjoy current Sony output, but looking at the quote-unquote engagement, they are nailing it. Brett loves engagement, but Sony engagement is not good, question mark?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Like, they have a lot of engagement right now. Like, how do I even... Okay, so let's take Redfall, right? Like, Redfall was awful, and there was a lot of people who were, even before it came out, kind of trying to defend it. And I think the reason they were hyped up for Redfall and defending Redfall is because it didn't look great and they overdosed on their copium, right? Like, I think that I can't put in that language for PlayStation users or for Sony fans, because I don't think that Sony has been failing to deliver. But I think that they're getting a bit more defensive because they haven't been delivering as much. And the hype is a little bit more self-hype. Like, I don't think you needed to hype yourself up the way PlayStation was performing before. I think now there's a lot of echo chamber self-hyping going on. And the end result is, sure, like, a lot of people are just as hyped, but I don't think it's because it's quite so self-evident, right? Like, I think when people complain for these kinds of things, a lot of time it's out of insecurity. If you were super secure about PlayStation's dominance, then you wouldn't need to engage.
Yeah. And there's also just the fact that, you know, I think people on social media just become more defensive in general over the last couple of years. So there's that factor. But yeah, I mean, I think I kind of get where you're coming from. Yeah, the fans are still happy, but they know the chinks in the armor are a little bigger than they used to be, and they don't like people pointing that out. You know, the fact that the big AAA games from Sony have been great, but they're last gen games. That's a big one. You know, they don't want to admit that, but it's true. You're not getting as many.
You can't just listen with a hand wave anymore. Like, yeah, you can't just be like, ah, it's fine. Like, you feel the need to defend it. And I think that need to defend it is at least partially based out of a small place of insecurity. Because, like, yeah, like, I want to see Sony doing, like, again, I want to see Sony doing better. That's the whole reason I want Microsoft to be more competitive, so that Sony does better. I'm really concerned about their lack of how they're perceived by their fan base. They're, you know, it's the whole arrogant Sony thing. I don't like that.
Sure,
I think Sony would be better off not being arrogant Sony, and I want to see the market change so that it makes them not that way.
Yeah, but you know, fortunately or unfortunately, take it how you will, what they're doing is working. So, you know, and at the end of the day, Sony specifically, they don't give a fuck about engagement. They care about money, you know, and they're making a lot of it right now.
Yeah,
Just not in VR.
I think VR.
Back to bite them in the ass, man.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I'm with you.
I like my Spider-Man and my God of Wars, man. Yeah. Like, I don't want to see Rome collapse.
Yeah. It wouldn't have. No, I don't know.
Now, see, Logic Wins is right. It's like, we are getting less games from them. It's like, we had 3 Uncharted games on PS3. We had 1.5 on PS4, you know?
Tony. Yeah. Logic Win says 3 Uncharted games and The Last
of Us. And The Last of Us. That's right. Yeah, 4 games. You know, but that's also kind of a problem with a lot of companies. Uh-oh. What's up?
Blitz. Blitz said Raw Dog. it was a dumb joke, but
went over my head.
This is Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog was developed back in the day. Used to develop 4 games in a generation.
Oh, so Raw Dog.
So Raw Dog.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So that's a good one.
You got me.
Yeah. All right. Any last thoughts? I love how the Xbox One conversation veered into Sony. Throw down, baby. Let's go.
Can't really do them in a vacuum, man.
No, you can't. You can't. You know, at least Sony and Microsoft, you got to see them as one. Nintendo, you know, they're in the kiddie table. They're doing their own thing, you know?
Yeah. I don't mean to, but they're doing well.
The motherfucker's like doing well, man. 130 million Switches. You know, that's pretty fucking good. So good on you, Nintendo fans. I mean that from the bottom of my black heart. Good on you. I'm glad you got a game to play. We're still waiting on ours, you know? yeah.
When they decide to release the Switch Pro, man, they're still there. Those sales are going to just rejuvenate and take over again.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, because they're going to be counted towards. Oh my God!
It's so crazy. Okay, like unless it's not backward compatible, it better be backward compatible.
It's just Nintendo, bro. You know how they're going to do it. They're not going to give you shit.
You know?
Hey, based off of this conversation, like how on a scale of 1 to 10, because I know you love those, Tony. On a scale of 1 to 10, like how much does Sony need to bring a competitive showcase?
To be honest, they could bring a shitty showcase and it'll still do fine. The fans are going to hype them up. People are still going to buy their shit. It doesn't matter.
It's going to end with because, Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, because, Brett, like you said, they're not in a desperate position, so they don't give a fuck, you know? They know the fans are going to lap it up anyway, you know?
Yeah, but with I feel like with Game Pass getting in the news the way that like it's coming up on people's radar, it would be a good idea for Sony to produce an impressive showcase.
Yeah, by the way, my opinion. Yeah, no, it would be great. Don't get me wrong, but like, I'm curious to know where you're hearing all this stuff about Game Pass. Even Game Pass, I don't see people talking about it anymore because there is no reason to talk about it because there's no fucking games for it.
It's making a ton of money.
No. Again, you know, your favorite thing, engagement, right? I don't hear people talking about it the way I used to. I'm not disagreeing with the money part. It's doing great on that end. I
actually read a really interesting thing that was actually talking about just that. Like, engagement is super high. The thing is that they're not having any headline-setting stuff. But the thing that they're actually finding is when they look at their numbers, not just how much money they're making, but there's a ton of engagement. Like, they even said, like, there's a lot of people playing Redfall right now. It's weird. It's one of Game Pass's most played games, and it was in the number one slot for a little while. Like, people are engaging. It's just they don't really have anything headline.
And that's what it is. Yeah, I don't really see any headlines. But, like, dude, Sony has that. I remember before the PS5 dropped, they literally just had a logo, and that made news for a week. You know? Like, Sony does not need to, like, put effort into anything. They don't, because they know they're going to get the engagement from everybody. Look, just this one announcement, PlayStation Showcase, everybody went fucking nuts, you know? And meanwhile, Xbox will have the same kind of announcement, crickets.
Yeah.
It's interesting, man. So, yeah, the whole, like, you know, what does Sony need to do? They don't need to do shit but just show up for, like, a couple of minutes, to be honest. It's crazy, man. It's a sad state of affairs, but that's how it is.
I mean, it's true. The article I was reading was talking about like how they knew this was an issue. So
I'll
be interested to see. Yeah, it probably won't matter this time, but maybe it'll set up for mattering next year around this time.
Yeah, if they get that one game and it's going to be Spider-Man, that'll carry the entire event. That for in terms of the news cycle, you know,
that just makes me, I don't want to say nervous because again, I'd like to see more competition, I guess, but like it does make me a little nervous for Sony to be like, I feel like if you guys were being truly reactive right now, you'd be judging the lay of the land. Like you seem to be threatened when they're wanting to pick up a game company, but like not threatened enough to be adjusting how you guys are working your business. Because they could very easily, you know, pick up their game a little bit and stop Microsoft from ever having a chance to be competitive. But it I feel like it's a bit of a tortoise and a hare kind of situation. Well, like,
they can
like,
never do because they don't have deep pockets. That's the thing. Microsoft, not Xbox, doesn't have deep pockets. Microsoft is deep. Sony doesn't have that. Their bread and butter is the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I think it's time to wrap up here. Good show. Good show. Good show. Do we have anything to plug?
I Am Negan's back. We did the Fear the Walking Dead season 8, episode 1. We covered that. That's out there on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify. So people want to. Well, no more nuke. This is post nuke. Now this is people living on an island.
Yo, it's crazy how
kids and shit. It's weird. It's weird.
We went over an hour on that show too. Last episode.
Did zombies come out of the ocean on an island?
That was a few seasons back, and yes, they keep walking. They just walk on, and they get to the island.
They were on a swamp this time.
This one was in a swamp, and then you see them. Yep, if you make noise, they come, and they just keep coming. So, that's out there, you know, and we'll be back for episode 2 this week. So check it out. I Am Negan, iTunes, Spotify. You know, we got a bunch of other stuff going on over the coalition, too. Some other reviews. A lot of games coming in, man. A lot of games. I'm playing too many games. Too many now.
Too many. You know, that's the good kind of too much. All right, people. So we are done here. So make sure you follow Throw It On Twitch and Twitter. Join the Discord where the conversations and the rumors are always popping. You can also find us on any podcast app on the planet by searching for Throw It On Show. That's two words, Throw It On Show. ThrowItOnShow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you've been watching us on YouTube and enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vail.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Brian Majoma.
It's been real, people.
All right, people. We'll see you on Sunday. Remember, a new episode of Throwing Questions and Tony's Take Is Back, baby. Let's go. All right. See ya. Later.
Peace.
Laters.